Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. For details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Our longtime friend Mark Hodge is saying that 87% of the Oklahoma wheat crop now harvested, 81% in Texas, 55% now harvested in the state of Kansas. In the state of Oklahoma, remaining areas to be cut are in far northwest Oklahoma and the Panhandle. Meanwhile, in Texas, predominantly the northwestern part of the state still needs to be harvested out. Kansas, 55% done. Most remaining acres to be cut located in the northern half of the state of Kansas. Rain and its effect on quality continues to be a concern for the remaining acres to be harvested in all three states. Now, 146 samples have made it to the lab, and we've got some of the results from those early samples from the Southern Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt. Plains Grains will be submitting samples all across the Wheat Belt from south to north over the next several weeks. Those first 146 samples showing a couple of things that are really, really impressive. One, pretty good protein thus far. 11.2% is the average protein on those first 146 samples. And the grade, number one hard red winter, test weights, very impressive, 63.2 pounds. In all of 2020, we averaged 61.7 pounds on the test weights, the word from Plains Grains. As we head into the weekend, it's 4th of July holiday weekend, a celebration of our country. American Farm Bureau has calculated the cost of feeding 10 folks in a picnic-style celebration. $59.50 for those 10 folks, a little under $6 a person. And Veronica Nye, economist with American Farm Bureau, says one interesting little fact is that if you choose to have that picnic celebration, you go to the store and pick up those items for the celebration, you're actually helping the American family farmer more than if you go to the restaurant.
The farmer's share of the total spent on food is only about 8%. However, when we break that down for food consumed at home versus food consumed away from home, 13.4% of the food consumed at home can be attributed to the farmers, as opposed to only 2.2% for food consumed away from home. So while we're spending a little bit more in the grocery store, a larger share of that is going to the folks actually growing the food for our picnic basket.
Veronica Nye with American Farm Bureau. The Angus folks have announced their convention and trade show dates and location. The 2021 convention will be live in person in Fort Worth, Texas, 6th, 7th, and 8th of November. You can go to angusconvention.com for more information. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock is proud to present the Week in the Rockies, number 33, July 5th through the 8th in Loveland, Colorado. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start each morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. 188,000 head of cattle to be sold in the Week in the Rockies sale. More details at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.